Der Schiss, Rosh Chabire, Rav Agur, Schleume, Weisbart. Der Schiss, alle Chushe, all the Chushe, bestattfe. I have to thank Shmuley Isler for always being ready to help. And Shukh Shadmi. And everybody else, Zaltzman, who's the ganze... I said to this week, we say, start the day of Torah away. Okay, but end the day of Torah away, I'm sure you come home, you still learn when you come home. You're allowed to learn after the end of the Torah away. It means he's starting the night side there. Akopunem, Aboisai, have gewaltige, the Regeritz, for such chushe v'yidin, who get together every single night, 10 o'clock, to hear Haluchas Psikis. We learn in Koilu, and we know how difficult it is to be able to come out halucha lemaase from a shechenurech. You learn a mechaber, you learn a Torah bes Yosef, a mechaber, mugnavua, a tirazua, a mishabrire. And you don't know. Ask a shala. What's the halucha here? What's the halucha there? You have no idea. It's so difficult to be able to adapt the shechenurech to halucha lemaase. Reb Shloime was gevaldig koyach to bring out halucha lemaase. I'm sure you appreciate, but I want to bring it out in clarity. How much you have to appreciate the koyach of a magachia who brings down in clarity Hilchas Shabbos halucha lemaase, what to do? I want to talk from Balbus. He says, "I'm makadosh the balabatim. We sit in koil. We're in the whole sieve of shechenurech, but losh." Ask a question. What's with Weetabix? What's with cereals? I didn't say about Weetabix in the Mishnah. I have no idea. So many times you learn the Shechenurach, you don't come out of the Masa, and the Balbus who goes to a Shia, for a good Magid Shia, can come out more clear than a Koiling Imam. The Koiling, let us have to learn. We have to appreciate and thank Rav Shloim for his Gewaltige. I'm sure every Shia takes a lot of preparation, prepare. I'm sure he's a big bookie, we will know that. But nevertheless, to prepare, to be able to give over to Balabatim. The Gemara finishes off and says this nidda. Tune the vayal yui. Kol ha shoyin ogus b'chol yoyim. If you learn halucha every day, miftach loy, chibar oylem abu. So the Shach, in Yeridai Hilchas Talmud Torah says, that some poskim wanted to say, the person learns Gemara, he's mekayem the ma'al mechazal of shoyin ogus b'chol yoyim. He learns Gemara. Gemara is full of aluches. Says the priesha, the Shach brings it down in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Mishbriya passes it in Dakduma of Mishbriya. Now you're not yoitze to learn only Gemara. You have to learn haluches tzikis b'chol yoyim. Kol ha-shoyna haluches b'chol yoyim means you learn haluches tzikis b'chol yoyim. Mivtach loy shehi ben oylem abu. It's certain to be a ben oylem abu. This is Tam Aluchas, because if he learns Aluchas, he knows how to live his life, to be Mekah in the mitzvahs. So he becomes a Ben Olam Abu. He lives in this world, a Ben Olam Abu. That's all Aluchas. But this Chabura is more importantly, I see every week, it's Hilchas Shabbos. He also have other Shia, but Hilchas Shabbos is one of the basic things of the Shia. If you learn Hilchas Shabbos, it's even more Ben Olam Abu. Let me bring out the Cheshivas of learning Hilchas Shabbos. In every Siddur, most Siddurim, after Shachris, we have the Parshas Hamon. And Parshas B'Shalach, one of the most long, Parshas with many things, the Shira. After the Shira is the Parshas Hamon. Many times we learn Chemesh Rashi, we learn the Shira, it's so difficult, such hard Rashis, we don't reach Parshas Hamon. But after the Shira is Parshas Hamon, and every Siddur, most Siddurim, after Shachris, it's skill to say Parshas Hamon, it's skill to say Parshas Hamon. Parshas Hamon, we find ourselves. The Yidin came, and it was Shabbos morning, Erev Shabbos, and the Yikit Yosef Boike, the Yibir Bashishi came Erev Shabbos, locked in Echa Mishnah. All of a sudden, they see that they collected a double portion. Shnaoime. Vayivoi, come and see, Oide. They came with big astonishment. They give Lemoisha, Yemenah. So be the Moshe, what's happening here? Why today is different? Why double? Oh, tomorrow is Shabbos. That's right, I'm gave a double today. So all the Mepharshim ask the Kasha. The beginning of the Parsha starts off. V'chiz ha-shivi v'hoyu mishneh al ashen yirkiti yoyim yoyim. The Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Eden that Erev Shabbos, they should be prepare everything for Shabbos, and it will be double. So they knew it's going to be double. The Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Eden, you should know on Friday, you have to prepare double, you have to prepare for Shabbos, it will be double. So why were they so astonished and so wonderful? It was like a wonder, it was such a big wonder. All of a sudden they see it, they took a double portion, they were told that it could be a double portion. Also he fragt Rashi. So Rashi answers the gewaltige Chiddush, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell the Eden. The Eibusher told them, tell the Eden it will be a double portion. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. So they came along and they were all verwindet. Why? Oh, I forgot to tell you. I forgot to tell you. Tomorrow is Shabbos. Today is a double portion. Also, you learn Rashi. The Heilige Sam Seifer is a different Pshat. Avada Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that they're going to take. What's the Moshe Pusik? Vechili, Bema Shishi, come Friday. Vechilis Ashivi, you should prepare what you bring. For Hoyu Mishne al Ashik is Yoim Yoim. What's Pshat? It doesn't say you will gather, you will collect. It doesn't say you will collect double portion. It says you will prepare for Shabbos and you'll find a double portion. In other words, you'll go into the field and you collect the normal portion. You'll come home, the Chiz Ashivi, and you will prepare it in the house, the Hoyu, through the mitzvah of Achun Shabbos, at the rankim and the bruche, for Hoyu it will become Mishnah, double. Also, the time is up. So the Rebbe makes a dumma. All the morning came, because we find the Gemara tells us that the Eibishter learns Torah every day, in the first 3 hours of the morning. And through that Torah, the Eibishter mashpia hashpuas for the world. So the Eibishter will mashpia mom, and the Yidin will take the mom, even Friday will be one portion, they'll take it home, they'll prepare it, and through the Achuna, it will be the Srabbe, Shabbos Gaabruche, Shabbos Adbruche. The Val, they came along, and they say, the Pusik tells us that they were locked in. V'yil k'ti yuzva boike, v'mashishi, locked in eche mishneh. They begat by the collecting, it was a double portion. So they were wondering, they were only told that there would be a normal portion, but they'll come home, it would be a double portion. And all of a sudden, they see that b'shas, the kita b'shas, the collecting, it was a double portion. So the Eibusher said, gewaltige Teret, you know why? Do you know why? Normally every day the Eibusher learns halachas. So halachas brings shefa. But now, because you go to keep Shabbos the first time, the Eibusher, the second time it was, the Eibusher will learn today halachas Shabbos. He is a Dibur Hashem. Do you know what the Eibusher is learning now in Shemaim on Friday? Shabbos and Shabbos, Kodesh Shemucha. The Eibishter is learning in Shemaim Hilchas Shabbos, and the Eibishter is saying the Yidden are guarding Shabbos tomorrow. My Hilchas Shabbos brings a bigger Shefa. Every time you learn, the Eibishter learns Torah, brings a Shefa. But the Eibishter learns Hilchas Shabbos, so it's not necessary to wait till the Yidden will make the Achuna to bring the Rebbe. Glach, straight away by the Lakita, by the collection. It's already double. Do you know why it's double? By the collection? Because the Eibishter is now learning Hilchas Shabbos. He has Shadiv Hashem, Shabbos Shabbos Hashem Mucha. The Eibishter is speaking now in Shemaim, about Hilchas Shabbos, Libet Hilchas Shabbos with the gewaltige Shefa. The Meile, that was Mesrabbe, the Chemishter, Glas, straight away by the Lekite. Also, he left the Sefer Pshat. Sefer Pshat in the Parashah is like gewaltig in the Psyche. The Eibusher told them, you should take a normal portion, and through the Achuna, it will be double. They came along and they saw straight away by the Lekite, was double. They're wondering why, because it was different. And the Eibusher answered, Hier ist nicht Hashem, der Eibusher ist Pinge, als Bus. Also jeden Geier morgen halten Shabbos, wenn Meile, Limit hat Limit hat Shabbos, bringt Schäfer. So what do we see here? When the Eibusher learns Hilchas Shabbos, learning the Shabbos brings a gewaltige Schäfer. Can we make the Eibusher learn Hilchas Shabbos? Das ist ein Plan. If we're looking for Shefa, we're looking for Shpuz, we're looking for Panusa, we've got the answer. Let us make the Eibusher learn Hilchas Shabbos. And we make the Eibusher learn Hilchas Shabbos, at Kinnah Shefa, like them, as Bishas the Mon, the Eibusher learned Hilchas Shabbos, and Givor and Arabi came. Have we got a Koyach? Or have we got a Koyach? Does anybody have an idea? Do we have a Koyach to make the Eibusher learn Hilchas Shabbos? If yes, we've got to take a plan. Sefer tells us that the Eibusher learns Hilchas Shabbos, it's going to be Shefa. We'll make the Eibusher learn Hilchas Shabbos. So I'll bring you a raya. steht in Tuna Dvai Eliyui, in Paik Yitches, Shifchi kamayim libaich neuchach p'nai Hashem. Pour out your house like water, neuchach opposite Eibishte. Says the Heilige Rabbi Eliyahu Hanavi. As mayim means teure. Shifchi kamayim libaich, the person learns teure. It's neuchach p'nai Hashem. It's mamish opposite Eibishte. And b'shas, the person learns teure, the Eibishte is schoene connected to the same aluche. Beshas and Yiriven learns Aluche. It's Nuch Na Hashem, and the Eibishte comes sits to the opposite him, and the value says if wouldn't hear the pusik, it would be Chaim Misa to say it. Chaim Misa said, the Eibishte sits opposite me. As a Balgave, you could take the Eibishte opposite you. If not, the Shteif and pusik Nuch Na Hashem. If somebody would have a chitz for to say the Eibishte sits opposite me, it would be a Gave. It would be a Chaim Misa. Says the Tulvayluy, the truth is, a person learns Torah is mamish noichach, mamish noichach. What you learn, you say in your Gemara, the Eibishter is saying with you. Menayim shechem b'shpuchim misfal. Menayim shechem b'shpuchim b'nich tefillin. How do you know the Eibishter is misfal? Say it's sumak doishim. When I daven, the Eibishter davens with me. If I learn, the Eibishter learns with me. So ketos, if we learn the Shabbos, we goyrem the Eibishter learn the Shabbos. So the Eibishter gives all the kechach shpuchim, all the kechach sheva. So if you learn Luchas Shabbos every day, you become Ben Oilem Abu. What do we sing on Shabbos? Ben Oilem Abu. If you learn Shabbos every day, you're going to be Ben Oilem Abu. You're going to have Shabbos on the weekdays. You're going to Eibishter as well, learn Shabbos, and you become Ben Oilem Abu. Nicht nur Shabbos is Oilem Abu, even the weekdays is Oilem Abu. So we have Dval Tup Shutim in Harai the Bruch. If you learn Haluchas every day, Bruch Mabu. One shot was, you learn Pusha, you learn Haluchas, you know how to serve, to keep a Torah. Smiley, Bruch Mabu. You learn Haluchas Shabbos, you go to the Eibishter to learn Haluchas Shabbos in the weekdays, and you go to the Shefer of Shabbos, and say, Man, Oilem Habu, you can sing Man, Oilem Habu now. Because we learn Haluchas Shabbos, we come in and sing in the Wochen, Man, Oilem Habu, and hope the Shefer of Shabbos. I want to tell you a third shot. How to limit that Torah, you become an Oilem Habu. Now it's Parshas Shemos. Parshas Shemos, we learn about the sedders about Yitzis Mitzrayim. I always feel, normally, when we prepare our preparation for the Seder night, we have to learn from the children, Yitzis Mitzrayim, normally, Chodesh Nissen, that before the Seder, if somebody has time, looks at Nagude, and he learns Pshat Nagude, nice Pshat, to be able to make a nice Seder, to tell the children over Yitzis Mitzrayim. But to me and you, it's quite a difficult time. We're quite busy, Erev Pesach, with different Hachunas Le Pesach, Begashmias and Berachnias. And not always do we have the Yeshiva Das and the peace of mind to be able, amongst everything else, sit down in Yeshiva Das, look at the Madrushim, look at that nice Devar Torah on the side, it's difficult. But now these weeks, Shmois, Ru'ayru, Boi, B'Shalach, we're given many weeks, and we're given the week of the Parsha, the Parsha of Tis Mitzrayim. Now is the time to prepare for the Seder. But it's more than that. By the side now we say, B'chol doil v'doil, Chayev unem liris atzmoy, kil yutzim Mitzrayim. But the side of the Haraydim, and the Balatanya, and the Samsoife, they all write, it's not only on Pesach night the person has to feel Yitzis Mitzrayim. Every single day, when he lines Krishna, and the mitzvah of Zechira, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the third parsha, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, Chayev udom liris atzmoy, kil yutzim Mitzrayim. What's pshat every day a person lines Krishna has to feel because out of Mitzrayim? Now we come to the punchline. What's Mitzrayim? What's Pachol Doi Vodoi Mitzrayim? We're not Mitzrayim, we're not in Egypt. We're in Mitzrayim, it's Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Rashi writes, Yachivinu is nifte, nistemi anayem velibom shen Yisruel b'tzuos ha-shibet. The shibet of the Gashmistic world, the takeaway, the Libam and Ayam Shal Yisroel, the heart and the eyes, the Kal Yisroel, that's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is in Egypt. Mitzrayim can be in another place. But if a person gets into the Gashmistic world, Ad Kedai Kach, till his heart and his eyes get Nistam, they get blocked, that's Mitzrayim. And every day we learn Krishna, we mekabel all Malchus Shemayim, we mekabel ourselves to go out of Mitzrayim. We might live among Mitzrayim, we might be surrounded with Mitzrayim, but we're going to stay pure. We're going to have eyes and hearts, was gehören zu Ayin, zu Teure, wo Jutta jetzt hieß Mitzrayim, bechol Joim, wo Joim, chai, wo du bist, hat kein Jutsu von Mitzrayim. How is it shaykh? How is it shaykh living in a modern age, with me, with modern technology, with a world was rushed and pushed on it? How is it shaykh to live in a Zaha world and still have a lev and eyes of Teure? The Teure tells the answer. Try to push it by Morias Chayayim, Voidekusha, Bechoyme, Evelweinem, Havoyde Masuda. Says the Medrash. Avoidekusha means I get the kasha. Bechoyme means kal Bechoyme. Bechoyme, Evelweinem means being malabana halucha, living halucha. Havoyde Masuda means a braise. Braise is called Suda. What's pshat? Speaking about the hard work in Mitzrayim, and we say it means b'choyim alvay means a shlaki kasher kal b'choyim. What's pshat? Say the mafarshim pshat azoy. Avada paroi in every generation wants to block the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael. How b'choyim alvaynim avoy the besuda, all the difficult things of the gashmias, as we say in Tehillim in Halal. Atzabayim case of azuav masid ayudam. The Gashmistika world created different cases of Azul, different Gashmistika. Once it was idols, had different Gashmistika things. Gashmistika knew them that a case of Azul of Mass, they would have prepared to invention of people. What happens with that? Pelehem, you have a mouth, blöd dabei. You lose the Kheradibbe. A mouth was created to dam to the Eibishter, to sing to the Eibishter. You lose the Kheradibbe. Anaim lehem lo yiri. You lose your Kheradibbe. Af lehem lo yiri, you can't even schmeck, a Yiddish schmeck. You don't know what you don't know how to schmeck a Yiddishkeit. You die of Levish, you can't tap a Yiddish Zach. The Gashmistika world, the Tzavai case of the world, takes away, out, you go to Mitzrayim, you lose the senses of Kedisha. What's the Eitzah? If you turn over the Bechoyme, the Levainim of the hard work of the Goyim, the Gashmistika world, to a Kal Bechoyme, to a Kashin, to a Breise, to a Mishnah, that can fight the Koyach of the Zetrache, the Koyach of the Mitzrayim, that is Mitzrayim. So if we come, if we lose a person goes to the morning, he goes to the start of the toilet away. Then he goes as a Shia, then he goes to work. Then he comes by night and he is a Shia, halucha psikim chol yoyim. He's ben oylem abu. He might live in Gashmias, he might live amongst a world of Gashmias, of Mitzrayim, as he sees Mitzrayim. The koyach of a gitta kasha, live in Hilchese, learning Hilchese Teufel, Hilchese Bishel, Hilchese Moire, live in Hilchese, it's be mevara halucha, that's belweinim, stufte instead of the Levainim of the Gashmis, that take away that Naim, Belim Shal Yisrael, Anayim Lem Loyeri, Anayim Lem Loyeri, Shvui, Kem Hom Oigi, the Lim, Hu Anayim Lem Soyo Seichu, you have the Toyo, lights up your eyes. So it's a Hashoyim Lus B'chol Yoyim, if you learn Lus B'chol Yoyim, you Melam Hilchese, that fights the Levainim of Mitzrayim, and that's it, makes you see Mitzrayim. Maile, Ben Oilem Abu, you might live in a Gashmis, but you don't live in Gashmis, you live in Ben Oilem Abu, you live in Oilem Abu, you live in Hochdias. So, my bruche, this chabire, the Rav Shloime, and the whole chabire, and all the Yiddishia, is besorgt to be mamshich, this gewaltige chabire of learning every night haluche, and haluche at the Shabbos, andere haluches, and shab haluche batzluche, and naches from your children, and being able to open your eyes, and your heart, vakudish buchi, and the tzitz mitzrayim of this gashmistige world, to bring us the tzitz mitzrayim of the whole gulas, and so we besorgt to be this kind of mehaire b'mayni umayni.